Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls for a few minutes because we have with us Bob Chapman, and I had the privilege of interviewing Bob on another network recently, and I was so impressed by him, I asked him to come on to the Radio Liberty Network so you'd have a chance to listen to him. He's been, of course, evaluating what's happening financially for many years. He was a friend of Gary Allen, who was one of the great writers at 20 or 30 years ago, and I used to look forward to Gary's commentary on what was going on. He's passed away, but Bob is still out there trying to get people to understand what's happening, and he writes a financial newsletter that is widely circulated across America, and really it's picked up by other people, so that his information is really gets to literally millions of people every week. Bob, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, I remember, of course, you, last time we talked, you said that gold was going to go up. And my goodness, the last time, of course, I don't watch it every day, but I looked like gold was really beginning to move. Why is that? Aren't the people who ordinarily control the price of gold shoving it down like they always do, or are they allowing it to go? What's happening?
Well, I guess you'd call it decontrol. I think they finally met their match. We've been after them through the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, and we sued them, and they dismissed the suit in federal district court, and we sued them for, they being the Bank for International Settlements, the Fed, the U.S. Treasury Department, and a number of people, Secretary of the Treasury, Alan Greenspan, et cetera, and they dismissed the suit. And that's to be expected because we don't have a legal system. What we have is a legal system that the people who are in charge have put in place. Well, they continue to suppress the gold price, and finally, there's been enough physical offtake in the markets because of the falling of the dollar, because the stock market is propped up every day by the plunge protection team of the United States government, and so it's caught up to them. The game is starting to begin to go towards its end.
Well, of course, basically what you're saying is we have people in the highest echelons of government who are violating the laws of this land. It's illegal to manipulate the stock market. It's illegal to manipulate commodities, but they've been manipulating gold for many years as part of a long-range plan, take gold out of the equation, and then they could get people to accept their fiat money system.
That's correct.
All right, fine. So where did gold close the last day or so?
It was up $4.70 today. Excuse me. And on the spot market, that would put it at around $441.80. And the aftermarket right now, I just got one of my traders in Asia just called me and told me it's trading $4 higher. So that would have put it around $345. And I predicted, when I was on your show recently, we'd go to 350 and back and pull, back and fill. And then by the end of January, we got a shot of breaking out. If not, certainly in the first quarter. Next objective, $512 an ounce.
Well, of course, this is going to be very, very bullish for bulls, for gold stocks, and probably would tend to drag a platinum and silver along with them.
Yeah, they will. Silver is way, way, way underpriced. Platinum's done well. They knocked it down about $10 today from 601 to about 591 approximately. I just saw the figures in the flash and the close. But platinum has done well and continues to, but silver is a monstrous laggard. And there's not too many silver stocks out there. There's Agnico Eagle, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange and produces silver as well as gold. Their symbol is AEM. It's a first-class company. And then there's a couple of others, such as Silver Standard and Pan American, smaller company called Exelon, and that's EXN, that trades in Canada. And then there's junk coins, which I prefer. That's what I hold. And in the gold, in the coins, I hold the American Eagles.
All right. Well, of course, the thing is that people really don't understand. I mean, after all, you've been looking at gold, and gee, people have bought gold, and they've been sitting on it for 20 years and hasn't done anything. They haven't had any interest on their money. And so there's a very negative attitude towards gold and silver. Certainly in the 1970s, why there was a lot of interest in it, and the price of gold went up to $8.50 and silver went to $50 an ounce. And then it was carefully, strategically manipulated down by the people who control the banking system. And of course, by manipulating the prices, they control our perception. And so a lot of people simply got mad at gold. It's sort of like when you buy a stock and it goes down, you get mad at that stock without, of course, realizing you're not supposed to get mad at stocks. It's an inanimate object, as are gold and silver. But of course, they manipulate the prices. But now, of course, with the Chinese buying gold, pardon me, and aren't the Japanese and the Indians buying gold as well?
Yes, in a big way. And of course, the people in the Middle East, because of possible pending war. And we've got Americans, the number of gold eagles purchased just doubled in the last 4 or 5 months. And I expect that to continue. What happened, you know, I've been doing this for 42 years, so I saw the run in gold in 1962, 69, 1977 to 80, 1984-5. And so I get a pretty good feel of how things should work in these kinds of markets. I was a stockbroker, the largest gold-silver stockbroker in the world for 28 years, so I've got some pretty good experience in the area. And I think this coming year, we've got an excellent shot of going back up to the former high of $840 an ounce. And at the same time, I think the Dow Jones Industrial Average will go to 4,500 to 5,000. And there's a chance that gold can break out and go to $1,500 or $2,000 or $2,500. Of course, silver would probably go up to $50, and the stock market would probably trade lower. We've got a number of bubbles to contend with. We just saw the bubble in the stock market break, and $8 trillion worth of value here in the United States was lost.
But it really wasn't any value there to begin with. It was all perception. In other words, it wasn't any money.
Yeah, you're right.
It was simply created money, and we're going to talk a little bit about how they create money and control our perception.
We've got the same thing in real estate right now, and in debt, and in the pension funds. You saw what they said last week in Washington. We're going to switch all of the pension funds over to a cash basis.
Now we're going to be back. We have to take a quick break here, Bob.
Sure.
And right now, of course, we want to remind our listeners that we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and we hope that many of you out there will seriously consider getting them. We can't make any medical claims, but I will tell you, a lot of our listeners tell us that really have some amazing things that have happened. All we can tell you is it's great soap, and of course, there's a soap and a moisturizing soap and a lotion and a gel and a neutralizer, and the neutralizer seems to help some people with heartburn. It's sort of a very alkaline solution. If you'd like to learn more about Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and you can get the introductory offering there. If you'd like more information, just give us a call, 1-800-5-HIV. War, and then, of course, if you haven't laid in a supply of foods, you know, we're told that there's going to be a terrorist attack in America as soon as the first American soldier crosses into Iraq. I don't know whether it's going to happen or not, but Gary Hart says it is, and he certainly predicted the last terrorist attack. Former Senator Gary Hart, co-chairman of the National Commission on Security in the 21st Century, he predicted the terrorist attack on America in 1999, and he wrote the script for the Office of Homeland Security and published it in January of the year 2001, 8 months before the terrorist attack. So if you think that Gary Hart may be right, you certainly ought to have some food and other supplies on hand. Why don't you call Ready Reserve Foods and ask for their list for preparation? Give them a call at 800-453-2202. That's 453-2202. And ask for their list for preparation and give serious consideration to making sure you're well prepared if the unthinkable should happen. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and the big problem we have today is most Americans don't understand our monetary system, or understand how it works, and where money comes from. And as a result, many of them are going to lose their life savings. They're going to lose their annuities, their pension funds, anything they have in bonds, fixed assets. And this is what always happens when a fiat money system collapses. And, of course, what are they doing faced with a contracting economy? Instead of letting it contract and, of course, trying to get back to a solid currency, which they could do if they wanted to, they're going to, of course, come up with a war. They're going to come up with a massive new spending program to try to stimulate the economy. And, of course, this war is estimated to cost between $100 to $200 billion. Where's that money going to come from? That's just going to be money that's poured in. It's basically a good way to stimulate the economy, as well as all the new spending programs that they have, and the new Office of Homeland Security, and all of the new programs for education. All of it is simply priming to try to get the economy going. But unfortunately, it would appear that they're going to have real trouble getting this economy going again. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
It's impossible because of systemic problems, not only in our economy, but the world economy. They have just about destroyed the underpinnings financially, monetarily, and fiscally, particularly here in the United States. And there's no chance that they can bring it back without it first, in a classical sense, purging itself. And the purging is depression. And it is going to come, and there's no way around it. And the people who are behind the scenes, the ones I call elitists in my columns, those people are deliberately making this happen because they want world government.
And, of course, out of the chaos that will come along the line, out of the fact that many people are going to lose everything they have, will come a demand for a strong leader to certainly get us back to prosperity again. And that's exactly what happened in Hitler's Germany in the 1930s. They were looking for a man that would get them out of the terrible, terrible problems they had when their currency collapsed under the Weimar Republic. And, of course, that man's name was Adolf Hitler. And so do you see similarities between what's happened there and what's happened in other countries that have turned to a fiat money system? Because that's what we have. Simply, they can print all the money they want, and not only that, we've really exported our inflation to the rest of the world, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And just in the last 3 years, between the Federal Reserve and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they've created $5 trillion. Or increase the aggregates in the economy $5 trillion.
Now you're talking, is that the $8 trillion that we see for the M3 today?
Yes, but that is part of it. It includes M1, M2, and M3.
Right.
And that amount of money would normally have caused 4 or 5 or 6% inflation when it hasn't. So you can see how tremendous the deflationary or depressionary drag is in the economy. One of the key elements is globalization and so-called free trade, because what that allows is for cheap goods to come into the country. Well, cheap goods cause deflation. It might be now nice to go down and buy a shirt for $10 that you used to pay $25 for, but it's also deflationary. So it creates a drag. So all of those goods that are coming into the country less expensively than previously are causing deflation. Now, it's even happening in services, because big companies like American Express are outsourcing all of their help to places like India, Pakistan, Philippines, Ireland, where people work for much less money.
Yeah.
So What have we got right now? We've got over 12% unemployment, not 6% like your government tells you, and it's going to get worse. It'll probably double this coming year. And in 2003, we're going to have the beginning of the Depression, and we're going to have a very, very hard time, and we're going to see gold prices much higher, along with silver, and we're also going to see the stock market much lower.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob. Certainly, his material is read. How many million people read your material every month?
About 35 million. I'm picked up on over 100 sites, and they pick up pieces of my publication and give me credit, and that way people come into me and they subscribe to the whole publication. People who would like a free copy can call 877-479-8178. I'll repeat that. It's 877-479-8178.
All right.
And we publish weekly. It's usually around 50 pages. And we do it in hard, that's by email. And we do hard copy twice a month.
All right, fine. And of course, what you're doing is analyzing what's happening all across the country. And I will tell you, I was very impressed, with your call of gold going up when, of course, it was down around 320 here. And it was just a couple of weeks ago, we did the program on KSCO. And I was a guest host there along with my friend Tom Quinn. And you said it was going to go up to break 330, 340 in the next couple of weeks. And I thought, well, let's wait and see. And I did. And you were absolutely right.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what's of even greater interest. And I'm old enough. I'm 67 years old.
Oh, you're just a youngster.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well,
I know that for the last 6 years, I have made virtually no mistakes in predictions, and that covered an enormous range of things, not only investments, but things happening in the political and economic scene throughout, in social scene throughout the world. And so I have, I've had a lot of help from somebody who happens to be sitting on my shoulder. But I called the top of the market in the year 2000 in March, and I've had incredible calls. And this was just another one. And I just hope I can continue to be as accurate as I have been.
Well, what do you see with this war that we're going into? Obviously, we're not going into the war because we're concerned about weapons of mass destruction, because there are a lot of people with weapons of mass destruction. And after all, the chemical and biological weapons we've given Saddam Hussein. So we're going to war for an entirely different reason. Now, of course, I think it's a new world order. But is there going to be a financial advantage in this, too, to try to stimulate the economy?
Well, the people who surround the, what you might call the Bush faction of the conspiracy, they are into armaments and they are into war.
You're talking about the Carlyle Group, of course.
Yeah, that would be, you could use the Carlyle Group as an example. And so they make a great deal of money on the production of munitions of one kind or another. Also, they are big into oil and gas. And, of course, Iraq is the third largest producer in the world. And they would like to control that. Many people have asked for the president's proof. He's refused to give it.
So he doesn't want Saddam Hussein to know how we know he has these weapons of mass destruction.
That's foolishness.
And the same reason we haven't ever told anybody how we know that Osama bin Laden was behind the attack on the World Trade Center. We have that information, but we don't want Osama to know how we know.
Yeah, well, I get news for them. I spent 5 years in counterintelligence, and they're playing games with us.
I know, of course they are. But
I had a crypto clearance, and you cannot get a higher clearance in the United States government. And so I did the top work against the KGB and the Stasi and everything else over in Europe for some time. And yes, we do have a need to know. This is a constitutional republic, sometimes referred to as a democracy. And
it shouldn't
be,
of course,
hiding those things.
All right. Well, we shouldn't refer to it as, I hate to use their terms. We are, as you say, a constitutional republic. We've become more or less of a democracy, although our leaders would turn over in their graves, our founders would turn over in their graves if they knew that we had betrayed this wonderful republican concept with limited government and individual freedom for the promise of the government providing for us from the cradle to the grave, along with the chains that they've already forged for us.
Well, their brand of control today began in a socialistic sense And today, in Washington, we have a fascist government. Absolutely no question whatsoever.
Well, of course, fascism was corporate socialism, basically. It was a combination.
Exactly, corporatism.
Right. And that's really what we have today, where the corporations pay off the politicians, and the politicians do their bidding. And then, of course, I mean, who did we bring in? We brought in Dick Cheney, who had been, you know, in government for 20 years, and suddenly he leaves government in 1992. And what does he do? Does he start at the bottom in a company? He goes in as CEO of Halliburton and makes $40 million in 8 years, which is pretty good money, and then and that's just what we know about. And then he comes back as vice president. And Donald Rumsfeld, of course, is brought back from the corporate world. And they play musical chairs, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's why you see deregulation, which ends up being, ultimately, as we've seen, bigger monopolies.
No, of course,
and we have globalization and so-called free trade, so that these transnational corporations, which these elitists control, can take the production of things which we consume out of the country, have them done elsewhere, much cheaper, and come back in the United States and sell them here. And they've driven all but about 15% of the production in America out of the country, and now we're seeing it in services. We're going to be pauperized if we don't stop these people.
Well, I fear that we are going to be pauperized. We're going to have to take another quick break. And when we get back, you know, I'd like to get your impression of what's going to happen and whether there will or not be any terrorist attacks in here, either originated by the Iraqis or the Iranians, or maybe even simply creating an incident to justify a reaction by the government. But right now, I want to remind our listeners that if you have children in government schools, you need to get them out. And we have a wonderful homeschool program called the Robinson Homeschool Program, and for $199.95, you've got everything on 22 CDs to take a child from grammar school to high school graduation. All you have to do is buy the Saxon Home textbooks, and then, of course, you want to get a Phonopoly for your children or grandchildren, because it'll teach them in 16 to 20 hours how to read phonetically, how to pronounce words, how to spell phonetically. A wonderful, wonderful program designed by Myrna Culbraith, who actually made the phonics game, and now she's come up with Phonopoly. Most of the programs, $300 or $400. This is $139.95. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and 2 books. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then I wonder if any of you have yet got some of our 4-tape sets. We've got a wonderful 4-tape set on the secret government with an interview with Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, who talks about the emblem on the back of the dollar bill and these crazy right-wingers who try to convince us it's the symbol of the Illuminati. We have an interview with Norman Dodd, who is the director of research for the Reese Committee. We have a 4-tape set and of course, that 4-tape set with Quigley and Norman Dodd is called The Secret Government. And then we have a 4-tape set on the Skull and Bone Society, of which our president is a member. And he actually was asked about it. He says, it's so secret, I can't tell you. I don't like a president who belongs to a secret society, so secret that nobody can know what goes on there. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, where the leaders of the world get together and dance naked, and they have ceremonies before a 40-foot owl, and you'll actually talk to people who've been there, listen to their stories. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call. And if you haven't had one before, we'll get you off one right away. Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America. It's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. If you'd like to get his material, it's 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. And I got a couple of questions. First of all, I'd like to know what you think, and none of us can know for certain, and but your impression as to what's going to happen here, and, of course, what's going to happen to our economy and the stock market as we go into this war. And then, secondly, what people should do today to protect themselves. Because if we can do nothing else, at least for our listeners, I want to give them some advice, and one of them would be certainly to get out of the stock market, and maybe, I'm going to get your information because you're a lot smarter at this than I am. What do you think is going to happen when we go to war? There's no question at all. The administration is looking for any justification to go to war. And it has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction. It has nothing to do with the fact Saddam Hussein is an evil man, because we backed him every step of the way. And, of course, we backed him in the 80s, and we left him in power in the in 91, and we left him in power in 95 when the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow him. So we've been setting this thing up for many years, for just this time in history. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, if I can refer back about 9 months before, we had a terrorist incident in 9/11. I predicted that there would be a terrorist incident, and I was within 32 days of picking the actual date. I didn't know where it was going to happen, but I knew it was going to happen because I knew that these people who control things had to have a method of covering up the fact that the world, and particularly the U.S. economy, was starting to fall apart. And they do that by having wars, and wars are instigated by terrorist acts. You can go back through history, there's been many of them. So the evolution of this is military operations in the Middle East always have, or anywhere, always have a multitude of reasons for happening. In this case, number one, it's a cover. Number two, they want the oil and gas. Number three, they want to take over Saudi Arabia as a protectorate. Number four, they want to split Iraq into three pieces. In the north, it'll be run by the Kurds. In the southeast, by the Shiites. And in the west, by the Hashemites, which would include Jordan. And by Balkanization, they keep one group separated from another. And this is their intention, and this is where they're headed in the Middle East. They want to bring the price of oil back down again. OPEC, which is fairly powerful, is against that, of course. And where do they want to bring oil to? They would like it probably somewhere between $10 and $15. If I had to guess for a price, it would be $14 to $15 a barrel. And, of course, that would make have them have the ability to be able to cause perhaps a revival in the economy, or at least that would help do that. And so these are the things that they're doing. Evidently, when Mr. Bush used the excuse of weapons of mass destruction as his reason for going into Iraq, he made a mistake because, quite frankly, they probably don't have any. And I've been told by people in Washington who are in a position to know that they don't have them, and that if he thinks he's going to start a war because they do have them, they don't have them.
But they can always find an excuse for a war. They could shoot down one of our fighter planes and then say the Iraqis did it.
That's true. There's a number of things they can do, but the point is they can't do it that way. And so that's what has caused the delay. They weren't interested in going in January or February. They were interested in going in before this because were they to have an elongated campaign more than a month long, in spite of the overwhelming superior firepower, then they would want to start it in December, and that hasn't been the case. So their program isn't going very well. And also now that we have the breakout in gold, and the market's going to go back down and test 7,200 in the Dow, and it's going to break it, and their timetable's been all screwed up, and they've got some serious problems. And now today we've had a lawsuit come out by Blanchard & Company, which has sued American Barrick and J.P. Morgan Chase for rigging the gold market. And I had a copy of the lawsuit about a month ago, but I didn't say anything about it because I felt Blanchard deserve to have all the thunder because they were paying for the lawsuit. We previously had one against those parties, which would be the Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve of New York, and the U.S. Treasury Department, and the people who ran it. And that case was thrown out of court. It was filed by Red Chow and the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. And I've been part of that for the last 3 or 4 years. And we've been trying to expose the suppression of the gold market. So all of these things are happening now. So gold is going to continue to go up. The market's going to go down. And they could very well lose control.
Now, what about, what should our listeners out there do? I mean, the average person out there, you know, they're not wealthy people. They're just good people. They're good Americans. But, you know, so many of them have lost so much in the market, you know, and they've listened to the media. Oh, we've got a bottom. You know, get in now before it's too late. You know, what should people do?
Well, first of all, it's simple. Just use common sense. Number one, you want to be out of the market. Number two, if you have monies, the most important thing of all, not only being out of the market, is to get out of debt. Now, I know you own homes, and that's part of a tax shelter, so you continue, you know, doing what you're doing with your home. Although I will say that I expect homes to come down in value by 20 to 70%, depending upon the price of the whole house and the location. The average house is going to come down 25 or 30% in value. So you should keep that in mind. That's why there's a lot of refinancing going on, and people are pulling all their equity out because they're just going to walk away if the price of the house drops.
And, of course, this really can happen. I mean, they're giving ridiculously low rates now. And, of course, when the house is worth 20% less than the money you owe on it, there's no incentive to keep it.
Exactly. And so you want to be out of debt. You want to own gold and silver coins, and I stick with the bullion coins, American Eagles, and junk silver. If you have more money, you could buy gold shares, or if you'd like to participate in the downside in the market, in the upside in gold, you could buy the Prudent Bear Fund, which is a mutual fund that does that, and it's the number five performing fund for the last 3 years and this year also. So it's right up at the top with tremendous returns. Also, if you don't want to do those things and you want to be super-duper safe, what you do is you buy 90-day treasury bills, and they're yielding about 1.80% right now. You can buy them for your bank or your broker, and they shouldn't charge you commissions.
But of
and
course,
I think that that yield will go over 2% shortly. And there's one other item you can buy, which are TIPS, TIPS. And TIPS are Treasury Inflation Protection Securities, and they are 10 years in duration, and the net yield, I think, is somewhere around 4%, and that includes inflation, et cetera. And those are also a good choice.
Now, well, of course, the big thing is that we've seen what happened in Argentina and so many other countries, but what happened in Argentina, I know you know, but I mean, the people woke up one day and they couldn't get their money out of the bank, and by the time the banks would let them have the money that was in the banks, they'd lost 70% of their investments. 70% of their life savings is gone, and those people will never regain it.
That's why you should have gold and silver coins hidden away, either in a safe or somewhere around your home or something like that. Not in the bank, not anyplace else where they're accessible, and you should have a means to protect yourself. And if you don't live in California, you can buy assault weapons, and everybody should have one.
All right, fine. And whereabouts do you live, Bob?
I live in Florida.
All right, fine.
We have all the assault weapons we want here.
All right, fine. Well, let's
That's why I left the People's Republic of California.
Okay, fine. Well, let's see who we have here on the calling in. And then we have Ralph. Hi, Ralph. Where are you calling from?
Hello, Oklahoma.
Okay, fine. Good to have you with
us.
Question
for your guest. I didn't hear it. You may have touched on it now with these falling assessed value of homes and real estate. So much of our tax base is dependent upon that. How is that going to work?
All right, fine.
Well, I think that's a wonderful question because it's self-answering. It's obvious that if the value of homes go down approximately by one-third, the taxes are going to be lower. And the states are already in serious trouble because of incompetence, misjudgment. Right now, they're close to $100 billion in the hole. for this year, and the figure's going to be higher next year. And they've already cut, they've already laid off, and now they're contemplating increased taxes. In New York City, they increased real estate taxes 18%, and the value of properties haven't even really fallen yet.
So they're just going to increase the tax rate, even though
that... Yes, and another thing, too, is that you hear the president speak about a new tax break. Any tax break that he gives to the American people will be offset by increases in state taxes.
Oh, yeah.
What they've done
is
mandate things that the states have to do, like housing and feeding and giving medical care to illegal aliens who are felons in our country.
Oh, yeah.
But they won't come back to the states and pay them for doing that. It's horrible.
Well, of course, we're in real trouble because as the states have to begin laying off and cutting back on what they're doing, then you got more and more people out of work. And this seems starts a steady spiral as we go down and down. And certainly, you know, many of our major industrial producers, certainly General Motors is in real trouble. They owe something like $29 billion to their pension fund, and they got to pay that off before they can make a profit.
What they do is they dump their own stock into the pension fund and say, well, that'll take care of it. I promise you, General Motors stock is going down, as is Ford's. In fact, the whole Dow industrial average will go down. I mean, IBM's selling at $79 a share. I put a short on it at 115. I think it's going to 38 for openers.
All right, but let's go to Herman, who's calling in. Hi, Herman. Question or comment?
Yeah, hi. What would prevent them from simply inflating their way out of this current crisis, because all of these debts and that the governments and local groups have and the country itself, wouldn't the expedient thing be for them to simply inflate?
All right, that's a good question.
First of all, are you familiar with the Weimar Republic?
Did you know what the Weimar Republic was, Herman? Oh, we lost Herman. Well, anyway, that was
in
Germany.
The Weimar Republic was 1921 to 23 in Germany, and the Weimar government was forced to pay, this German government was forced to pay reparations to the Allies for the damage that they caused during World War One. Well, the amount of damages were overwhelming, so the Germans just printed paper, and men were going to work, and at noontime they get paid, and their wives would come with a wheelbarrow full of money, and they'd run off to the grocery store or the butcher shop, and they'd spend it all before it was worthless. And that's exactly what would have happened here. Now, as I said earlier, in the last 3 years, the U.S. Federal Reserve, which is a private corporation, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have increased monetary aggregates by $5 trillion, and yet we don't have increased inflation.
We're going to have to interrupt you there. We're going to have to interrupt you. We'll be right back with
Bob
Chapin. But this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty really is listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who believe in what we're doing, who would be willing to support us, so we can continue expanding our network across America. And right now, we're heard on about 50 stations across America every week. Some information, some of the truth is getting out, and we certainly would appreciate if you would be willing to help us in doing what we're doing. And you can do that by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more. You'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us. And, of course, certainly this is what allows us to continue expanding. And I know that some people are having a difficult time. We've lost some of our supporters simply because they've lost their jobs. And we hope others, you, will be willing to step in and take their place in our Radio Liberty family of supporters. Go to our website at radioliberty.com and pull down our archive programs. Pull down, you can listen live 3 hours a day there, and there are links to the American Newsnet and to the Genesis Network. And then, of course, listen to our programs and then help us to get the information out. We want to educate you so you can begin to educate others. And if they don't listen, it's going to be their problem. But let me tell you that within the next few months, things are going to get so much worse. They're going to begin to listen to you. And they may even be coming to you asking you, oh, gee, what should we do next? So help us to get the information out. There's going to have to be one person at a time because the major media is controlled by these people of great wealth who are dedicated to the New World Order and the New World Religion. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America truly is at war today. A very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working within organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, our guest is Bob Chapman, and we have Daryl calling. Daryl, where are you calling from, Daryl?
In Pennsylvania, Dr.
Okay, Stan. Okay, good. Fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment, and I'd like to just remind folks that your great website also has a ton of great books, audio tape sets, and videos. And at this time of the year, many folks give gifts. So rather than giving candy or something, why not give a gift of a book or an audio tape set or a video that will help enlighten and educate folks' minds with materials, Dr. Stan, that they will almost never see in the mainline establishment-controlled media. So I just wanted to say you wrote a great book called Brotherhood of Darkness that is probably one of the very best summaries of secret societies available. And I'd like everyone to go up and look at your website, look at the materials that are available, and not only help someone out by giving them something, but also help to support your great ministry. And God bless and thank you and Barbara and all the fine folks there at Radio Liberty.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl, and I appreciate the plug. That's radioliberty.com, and you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Bye
now.
Okay, fine. Well, and now, of course, you know, I think a lot of people are out there, and they don't like to think about these things at Christmas time, but they certainly better, because my concern is that this thing could move at a fairly rapid rate. I think that they're going to keep lowering the price of the dollar. What's your take on that? Because as that happens, of course, everything becomes progressively more expensive. We have to have more money to buy the same number of goods.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And to just further answer the last question that we were on, and that is the Federal Reserve is increasing the money supply, which we call monetary aggregates, at an annual rate of between 15% and 20%, and that was about $5 trillion in the last 3 years. Now, if they are going to inflate, they're going to have to probably increase those aggregates by over 50%. I mean, those are the kind of numbers we're talking about in order to try to kill the deflationary drag. And even if they do kill that drag, it's only going to last for a short period of time because they can't continue to print that kind of money because they'll have another Weimar Republic on their hands. So I wanted to finish out that answer for that gentleman who asked that question. Now, what was your question just now?
Well, no, I think that I basically said that they're going to have to do something because, of course, the dollar would appear to be falling. And, of course, as the dollar falls, then everything we buy becomes more expensive. And what people don't understand is that destroys the value of their savings, of their pension funds, of their insurance policies, you know, of their annuities. Everything is destroyed in times of financial uncertainty. And my feeling is we're approaching those times very, very rapidly. I think the elite who created this whole problem are very concerned about it. What's your take?
Well, you're absolutely right in regard to pension funds and insurance policies and annuities, because those entities invest in bonds, but they also invest in stocks, and the percentages vary. And if the Dow goes to 4,500, many pension plans aren't going to have the 10% or 9% return they were hoping for. They're going to have a 3 or 4% return, and they're not going to be able to pay, and they're going to have to go to the bottom line of their corporate balance sheet, and they're going to have to take the money to pay those pensions off. Now, that's why last week our president said he thought that pensions should go to cash balance. And what he's saying is that these companies can change the method of their pension plans so that they can screw the people who are over 45 out of two-thirds of their retirement, is what it amounts to.
Well, they used to have something called, you know, defined benefits. In other words, you'd get so much, you know, $1,000.
And that's the one I'm talking about.
Right.
Defined benefit plan, they're going to change them.
And, so,
and the president's all for it. And as you know, Social Security is not a mandated thing. I mean, all that money they supposedly have to pay for Social Security doesn't exist. They're non-negotiable government bonds sitting in a vault, which are worthless.
Absolutely. Where's the money going to come
from?
They
pay it out of current income, and all it is another tax. And one of these days, 2 or 3 years from now, they're going to stop Social Security. So
people who
are just dependent on that and other things had better save whatever money they can.
Well, I think that they're going to impoverish the American people. This is what it's all about. That's why they've transferred our industry overseas, opened up our gates, you know. And actually, of course, the living standards of the Chinese people is going up as the living standards of the American people are going down. All part of a great social experiment, but never let the suckers understand what's going on. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Where are you calling from?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, hi, Mike. Haven't heard from you in some time.
Yeah, you guys... always answer my questions before I call.
Well, that's all right. You go ahead.
If you were holding some Swiss francs, would you continue to hold those through the next year? Or is this high right now with the Swiss franc going to end?
Well, first of all, the Swiss franc, the Swiss currency is not backed by gold, but yet they do have the gold. And so legally, no. But in reality, yes. It's probably still the strongest currency in the world. Switzerland has some very, very difficult problems that they didn't have before. I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago on Switzerland. Now that European Union members and the United States have put pressure on Switzerland because of their secrecy laws in regard to people supposedly not paying taxes on income, source of funds that they gain through that, which they're losing, is going to put a big hole in the banking business. And, of course, they'll suffer with the remainder of the world during a recession. But that's an elongated answer. But the bottom line is, yes, it's good to hold Swiss francs and continue to do so. Incidentally, there's resistance on the upside on the Swiss franc, which I think was trading around 142 today. The resistance is 138, and there's not resistance again until 120.25. So I think the Swiss franc will go to 138 here and then probably rest for a while.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Mike?
That'll do.
All right, fine. Thank you. Well, you know, of course, if you'd like to get more information from Mr. Chapman, the number is 877-479-8178. That's 8178. And, of course, these are the times when if you are not agile, if you're not making preparations, if you're not planning for the future, why, of course, you can certainly lose everything you've worked your whole life for, exactly as the people of Germany did in the 1930s, as the people of Mexico did just a few years ago, and in Russia, the people had all of their money, in ruples and in the banks, and they wiped them out in 91 or 92. And people say, well, it couldn't happen here. And I would ask, why? We've allowed a small group of people to give us a fiat money system to take away the value of our currency. Do you foresee a period of a domestic unrest or violence in this country? What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I think yes, and there's three reasons. Number one, we have a totally different kind of population today than we had during the 1930s when we had the last depression. Second of all, most people have not had a bad day in their entire lives. Third of all, we have a tremendous amount of people in this country today who have never lived in a country where they've had the kind of laws that we have here, the kind of social customs and culture that we have here. It's still alien to many people who have been here 10 and 15 and 20 years, many of whom never became citizens or are here legally. And then we have 14 million illegal aliens. Now, these kind of people, most of whom are uneducated or poorly educated, if If they can't feed their family, they're going to do anything they can to try to do so, which means they're going to have to get out of the market and try to take some food or whatever. It's going to lead to violence. We've got our forces in Iraq or someplace else, you know, 500,000 of them. We don't have the National Guard to put that down. And so you could have vigilante justice in this country. And if they try calling foreign troops in here, I can promise you the foreign troops will not leave alive.
Well,
so,
I think
yes, this is what we're headed for. We could very, very well have massive civil unrest in this country.
Well, I think that they're planning on that. That's why they're developing all these underground bunkers for the elite, not for you and me, but, of course, from the elite.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, they're building a new one under Cheney's home in Washington.
I saw that in the...
One of my subscribers lives nearby, and he keeps me clued into exactly what's going on all the time. And so they all want to save themselves. And it's not going to happen that way.
All right, well...
I mean, Hitler had his bunker, and it didn't save him.
Well, the telephone number to get in touch with Bob is 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners?
Yes, get rid of your debt. Get into gold and silver coins and stocks if you get extra money. If you don't want to take that risk, get into government paper or buy the Prudent Beer Fund. You want safety, 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 and make sure that you're well-armed and make sure that you can help your family and your neighbors. That's the most important thing in your life because you've been given the gift of knowing what's going to happen.
God bless you, and thanks so much. We're looking forward to having you on our other programs here, and we're going to just run you through all of them because I want everybody to hear your message.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
I'll talk
to you tomorrow.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed Mr. Chapman. He's been around for a long time, and what he says makes good sense. And, of course, he worked very, very closely with Gary Allen for many years, was certainly one of the most intuitive people we had, certainly gives him a lot more authority. So we're entering some very, very difficult times. Make your preparations now. You should have food. You should have the things you need for survival, your medical care. You know, when society begins to break down, you have organized chaos. When is it going to happen? I don't know when it's going to happen. But, of course, when a country turns its back on God, remember, God always returns his back on that country, and this country has repudiated God. And it's because the churches have allowed it to happen, and nobody in organized Christendom will tell you why the Supreme Court took God out of our schools. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we tell you why the Supreme Court took God out of our schools. The number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, the book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. To pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry and my family. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan.
You're welcome. I'm sure you dumped some of that stuff up behind the wall. I just hope it's going to hold.
What's that?